podcast in a series of podcasts for TAX 1501, the taxation of salaried persons. My name is Kerry De Hart, and I'd like to extend a very warm taxation welcome to you to this module. Taxation is a very practical subject that will affect you when you start earning income, and so we hope that you will benefit immensely from studying this module and that your future studies will also include some other taxation modules. In order for you to learn about the very latest legislation, textbooks are updated annually with the latest changes. The Income Tax Act changes every year, starting with the budget speech that the minister makes in February. This then results in amendments to the Income Tax Act. For this reason, your prescribed textbook will not be available until January. As the Income Tax Act was only made available in its final format during late October. As soon as the book is in its final format, which will be sometime during December 2012, we'll upload the first three chapters for you so that you are not delayed in your studies. This module has two assignments that you need to attempt. Both assignments are multiple choice assignments. The first assignment is a compulsory assignment, and if you do not submit it, you will not be allowed to write the exam. The marks that you obtain for the first assignment will count 30% towards your year mark, and your year mark will count 15% towards your final mark, along with your exam mark. Assignment 2 is not compulsory, but it does count quite a bit towards your year mark, and so I would like to encourage you to attempt this assignment. Assignment 2 counts 70% of the year mark. Now remember, as distant students, you don't have tests and things to test what you've learned in the course of studying the module. So these assignments are very important learning processes during the course of the module. And I'd really like to encourage you to do the work on your own so that you know what you are capable of. As taxation is a very practical subject, it's important for you to learn the rules and to know how to apply them to specific situations, so you will need to practice as many examples as possible. For this module, you will also receive tutorial letter 102 and 103. These are the same as study guides in the other modules. Our study guides are what we refer to as wraparound guides. This means that the study guide is like a teacher talking to you, and you'll need to read what we have written to you if you want to know what we expect from you. The study guide guides you through the prescribed textbook. This means it's very important for you to purchase the prescribed textbook, as well as making sure that it's the latest edition, because remember I said to you that the Act changes every year. And if you buy an old textbook, then you will be learning out-of-date legislation. We also tell you in the study guide what is important in the textbook and what you can ignore, so please don't ignore the study guide that we have written for you. In order to assist you with your exam preparation, we have also recorded a DVD for you to work through. The DVD, well, the presenters on the DVD work through an old exam paper, making sure that you understand the concepts and exam techniques. It will not help you at all if you have not covered the work or done the exam paper on your own before you watch the DVD. We want to wish you the best as you commence your studies in taxation. Please feel free to contact us via email with any content-related queries. You should commence your studies in this module by reading tutorial letter 101 and making notes of important dates. Thereafter, read the orientation section of tutorial letter 102 very carefully so that you know where to start. Also visit this My UNISA site from time to time to see if we have communicated anything new with you. We usually use announcements, the schedule, and new tutorial letters are uploaded as soon as they become available on the official study material tab. I'd like to wish you all the best for your taxation studies, especially in this module, and we'll chat later in the semester with further podcasts. Bye for now.